Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday show. Well, hopefully everybody's there and you can listen to me today. Friday was a disaster. It was my fault. Friday's show just went off the rails completely because I was doing an update from Apple on my mini Mac and updating the operating system. And I thought it would take, 20 minutes, half hour. Took an hour and a half, right in the middle of the show. It didn't completely reboot about halfway through the show, and then it was just this cluster, whatever you call it, at that point in time. So the show got kind of lopped off at about 20 minutes. Had some great callers, though, and so I appreciate that. Appreciate people that called in. I want to see your calls today because we're going to talk about prosperity. You define prosperity. Now, most people define prosperity as money. That's cool. You can define it as money. Money's a good thing, right? A lot of people have a weird attitude about money. Money is all kinds of things. But we won't get into people's beliefs about money because that's something that keeps you from getting money, right? Is your beliefs about money. Because people have these weird attitudes about money. Well, money is the root of all sorts of things and blah, blah, blah. And money is this and rich people are bad. Let's let all that stuff go. Let's just change all those attitudes about money for a little while. Let's just kind of get into a more positive framework about money and prosperity. And I have a couple articles. I think I'm going to start the show. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. Now, if you want to get a message from one of your ancestors or one of my spirit guide, my group, spirit group on money and prosperity, please call in. Let's do this. Let's have some fun. It's all about having fun. And I'll keep it positive, keep it upbeat, keep it in a good frame of mind so that you, whatever message you get will be a positive message. I have a client friend the other day that asked me about prosperity. And I said, yeah, prosperity is yours. But prosperity is all of ours. We all have prosperity built into us. We just don't let it happen sometimes because we allow the world around us to beat it out of us, right? Yes. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. So I want to start the show with a quote from the Abraham material about it's from, if I can find it again, if you ever find this. I got to ask you a question. I was invited to a holiday party. They call it a holiday party. It's a Christmas party, but let's just call it a holiday party. And it's at the 70th floor in a building in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, right? And there's an outside slide. Just mention it for those who would. So, the 70th floor is like, okay, I don't even know if I want to. I have a fear of heights. Go up to the 70th floor. I'm staying in the middle of the room. I'm not getting next to the windows, right? But they have a slide, an outside glass slide that takes you down to the 69th floor. And I'm thinking, there's no way. Now, that would be pushing the envelope. So I don't know why I mentioned that. But it's like, that's crazy. To me, that's crazy stuff. But hey, there are a lot of people that would do that. People that jump out of airplanes. Perfectly good airplane, right? So let's get into the Abraham quote. We'll take some calls. We'll see what we can talk about. Your money, prosperity, manifesting, whatever you want. Money, prosperity could be a new job. Prosperity could be, we could be prosperous in a lot of things in your life, right? Good health, relationships. You could have dozens of really great relationships all at the same time, right? Okay. Well, that can be a little tricky, I think. A little bit on the tricky side at times to have all those relationships. But, not all of them are romantic. Some of them are just, nice people in your life, right? Okay, so we'll leave it there. How to develop all of that. So let me do the Abraham quote. Then I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. And then I have an article more on living your purpose. And I thought that was a really good one about living your purpose. And then I've been reading a book by Mike Dooley, who was in The Secret. And it's about getting what you want, money, prosperity. But, you know, manifesting what you want. And there was a section of the book I just read today I thought I'd share with you. Let me find the name of the book, right? What is the name of that book? I should look it up. What is the name of that book? What is the name of the book? Okay. I'll look it up for you. Okay. What's the name of the book? Playing the Matrix. Is the name of the book? No. That's not the name of the book. Okay, it's Playing the Matrix, and then there's little fancy words underneath. It's basically Playing the Matrix, so you can read it. And it's by Mike Dooley. And I went to a workshop a while back, you know, an all-day affair for the Hay House put on, and Mike was one of the speakers. And I've read another one of his books. He's a very good writer, so I'll share that with you. First of all, I guess we're going to do the Abraham thing. And then I want you to call in. We'll talk about your particular situation with prosperity. We'll let your ancestors talk to you about it, or my spirit guides talk to you about it. Because I'm what you call a spiritual life coach. I'm supposed to help you to get to the place where you want and overcome whatever obstacles that are holding you back from, in today's case, prosperity. Could be love sometime, right? Whatever. Whatever you want. Okay, this is from Getting Into the Vortex Guided Meditation CD. We're not doing the meditation, but this is kind of a lead into a part of a meditation, and I thought it was rather interesting and kind of gets into a little bit what we're talking about. It's from 2010, which is like, what? Wait a minute. 7 years ago this came out. Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, has not put out any recent books that I know of. Anybody know about anything new? I don't think so. Some videos I know of. Okay, we want you to this is Abraham, non-physical, group of non-physical entities. So we want you to understand that abundance expands proportionally to match desire. I like that, to match desire. What is your desire, right? And that there is a great untapped abundance not yet allowed by every humans who have created it. A great untapped abundance not yet allowed. Now, that's an interesting expression, not yet allowed. So we have all created, you know, and Abraham material talks about a lot about, we've already put out to the universe is, you know, what we want, this magnificent things that we want, but we're not allowing it in. Ooh, why not? Well, that's a whole discussion in itself. Why not? Why are you not letting abundance into your life or prosperity or money or whatever it is? Why are you not? That has to do with our thoughts and our belief systems. We'll get into all that. Okay. When your life experience causes a focused desire within you, the means to fulfill that desire is created at the same time. But you have to be on the vibrational wavelength with your desire in order to see the path to the fulfillment of it. Now, this is one of the most significant quotes from the Law of Attraction that I really want to go back over with you, because I think it's really, really important to think about this. And I talk about vibration all the time, and I'm writing my book based on this concept of being in a vibrational match with source energy and being connected to source. And that's my job, is to be connected to source. And I won't talk about, well, I will, but let me do this again. Okay. When your life experience, but you have to be on the vibrational wavelength with your desire in order to see the path to fulfillment of it. A belief in shortage or lack will prevent your discovery of the path to your own creation. And any feeling of resistance indicates you're on the wrong vibrational path. Now, let's break that down a little bit, because Abraham throws a lot of ideas out in one paragraph. But the belief in shortage or lack, well, you know what? Yeah, my family's never had a lot of money. I'm kind of like one of my ancestors, right? Never a lot of money in my family. Money is really hard to get. That's the biggest one. Money is really hard. You know what? I don't deserve a great relationship. I've had some really rocky relationships in the past, and probably I just don't deserve. God has cursed me for a bad relationships, right? Ooh, that hurts, right? A belief in shortage or lack will prevent your discovery. So what Abraham is saying, basically, you have to get on a vibrational match to what you want. Well, there's so many different ways of doing that, and that's kind of what my job is, to help you get to that place, right? To show you maybe if you shift this or that or kind of twist this around a little bit, you'll get on that path, right? However, in your understanding of the never-ending abundance of the universe, never-ending abundance, I love that. It doesn't. There is no lack of abundance. There's no shortage of abundance. There's no limited amount of abundance. It's never-ending. Now, some people go, well, no, there's only so much money. There's only so much of this, or there's only so much of that. Nope. Got it wrong. And you will feel personal delight whenever you observe anyone else's alignment with it. Now, that's a tough one. Let me read that one again, because that one kind of strikes home to me and a lot of other people. Okay, for their achievement can in no way diminish yours, that can only enhance it. Well, you see somebody doing really, really well. Do you get jealous? Do you get envious? Well, they're taking everything I could ever get. They're getting mine too, right? They got this much of money and they've got mine too, right? I can't get it because they have it. That's wrong. That is a limitation that you're putting on yourself and the universe, that you should be celebrating somebody else's abundance. You should be celebrating somebody else's achievement, because they can get it, you can get it. Does that make sense? If they can get it, you can get it. So that's the attitude to have. I know it's not easy. I know it's difficult at times, because we're programmed in the wrong direction. People program us into the craziest place. Right? But we get past those programs and we move out of those programs. Okay, so let's get back into what we're talking about here, the law of attraction and money. And okay, so I'm waiting for your calls. Really want you to call, and we can talk more about this, and we can get into your specific needs of manifesting. Now, if it's not today, I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk, you know, anytime. If you want to contact me individually and say, George, I want to talk about mine and what the universe or source has to say to me about abundance and creating it, and what can I do? Do I deserve it? Do I get it? Will I get it? And I always say, yes, you will get it. You have to believe, yes, you will get it. Some people go, well, wait a minute. How do you know that? Well, like Abraham said, we've been putting it out to the universe, and some of us have put out enough wishes and wants and desires, and we've created such a huge basket full of stuff that we can get for ourselves, millions and millions of dollars and this and that and da-da-da-da-da, but we're not allowing it. We're not allowing it. It really comes down to we're not allowing it. So we can talk about that. So my contact information is here. And so if you want to contact me, we can talk about it in your individual case. You let my spirit guides talk to you. So that's what I let them do right now, is let my spirit group, the Sarah group. Sarah is just, well, it's a group of spiritual teachers and masters that are connected to source energy. Anyone in the spirit realm, in the non-physical world, is in a direct extension of source. Now, you use the word God, but I don't use the word God. I use source, because when you use the word God, which one? You know, is it Yahweh? Is which God? You know, there's so many different gods out there. And when you think of the biblical God, right, don't you get all kind of weird senses about sensations about, well, he punished them, and look what he did to them, and look what he did to them. And that's I know I'm going off topic, but I want to emphasize that you understand when I say source, it's the source of all good, source of everything. Sources with us all. We're all connected. We're on that matrix that Mike Dooley talks about. We're on that matrix of connection to source. So when I say source energy, my spirit guides are just basically, I'm channeling their energy, and they're directly connected to source. Now, you are too. All of us are. All around the matrix, if you want to use that expression again, if I want to use that expression, if you want to use that expression, we're all on that matrix. We're all connected to source. We're all part of source. We are all source. At some level, we are just little fragments of source. Important fragments, though. Very important fragments of source. Little aspects. I guess aspects is a good word for it instead of, but so I'm going to let them talk to you about this and see what they have to say. And I'll be back and we'll do a couple of articles. Do want to take your calls on this subject. I'll continue on. We're going to talk about prosperity all week and money and all that fun stuff. All week. We're going to talk about it. We're going to help you get to it. And when I say we, my spirit guides, of course, Sarah Group, or your ancestors, because they have a lot to say to you. They're championing you. They're behind you. They're supporting you. They're willing to open doors for you. They're willing to show you where to go and what to do to get what you want. You just have to tune in. You just have to pay attention. And as Abraham said, you have to get on that vibration of whatever you want. Sometimes that's hard. So I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you for a few minutes, and then we'll get back. We'll do a couple articles and take any phone calls. Love you guys. Okay? Love you guys. I keep saying that, don't I? That's a cool thing. I love you guys. It's a very cool thing to say. Okay, so I'm going to go away. Let them talk. Simply put, from our perspective to your perspective, from the non-physical perspective to the physical perspective, prosperity is your gift. It's your birthright. Prosperity is the intention that all of you have when you come into a physical body. You come into a physical body to be prosperous in whatever area of your life you find of value, whether it be money, relationships, whatever it is. You come in to be prosperous. You come in to have a lot of something that you find of value. And part of your life purpose is to find value in something and to achieve a lot of it. Okay? So that's your life purpose. Simply put, that's your life purpose. And that's your gift. The gift that you give to yourselves. You like that? It's the gift that you give to yourselves. It's not from a God that gives you this gift. It's something that you brought with you. That's a gift that you carry in your higher self, your soul. The aspect of yourself is that gift of prosperity, of achievement, of goals that you want to achieve, prosper in. That's why you're here. That's why you're in a human body, is to do something of value. Now, it could be very simple. It doesn't have to be complex. You don't have to be ruler of a nation. You don't have to be a magnet of, you know, in this huge business leader or political figure. Your gift, your purpose, which you can be abundant in, is raising a family, having children, being abundant in children that are beautiful and wonderful, and that you're passing on to them just beautiful knowledge and information to help them to achieve greatness in their lives, to achieve their purpose, to live their purpose, to live a prosperous life. And that can be some of the most difficult and challenging undertakings that humans can take on, right? So if that's your purpose, it's beautiful. A purpose could be a lot of things. A purpose could be, you could be an artist and you could create beautiful sculptures or wood carvings or paintings or poetry or music or... There's such a vast variety of things that you can create, and the world seems to be opening up more and more possibilities in the artistic ways, you know, using computers, using lots of other devices and media to create beautiful things. Is that your gift? Is that your purpose? Are you going to be abundant and prosperous? Not necessarily a financial reward for what you do, but that internal knowing that, wow, look what I created. That's amazing. I love what I do. I love creating. I love to see people's faces and smiles on people's faces when they see what I've created. Or co-created, if you want to give credit to source, which would be a good thing to do, right? As you create, you give credit to the divine nature that you are, source being that higher part of yourself that's directly connected to source energy. We like that George is now using the word source instead of the word God, but we won't get into all that. We're not going to talk about that. We're just talking about your connection to source, that your prosperity, your abundance has a direct correlation ship to your connection to source, being in a vibrational match with source. And if you're in that vibrational match with that part of yourself, that part of yourself that's one with source, the higher self, the soul, whatever you call it, once you're connected to that in that vibrational place, then abundance, prosperity, however you define it, you're in alignment with that. Because that's your birthright. That's your purpose. And source, if you've been asking for it, oh, I want to live my purpose. I want to be abundant. I want to be prosperous. I want to achieve this. I want to achieve that. I want to do this. I want to do that. I can see it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I just know it's going to happen. Source will open up the ways. See, George talks about this a lot. And a lot of people talk about this. The how part, how is it going to happen? Well, that's up to source. All you have to do is match the vibration of what you want. Be a high-flying vibrational being. And you know what low vibrational is, don't you? You understand what low vibrational, you know what negative energies are, and being in a negative state and feeling frustrated, angry, just down in the dumps, all those things, right? And you know what it feels like to feel joy and love and appreciation. And when you look at something, you have a joyful heart. When you see a beautiful tree or a beautiful plant, or you see the love that comes from your children or your spouse or your friends, you know what that feels like. You know what joy feels like in your heart, right? You know that emotion, of that high-flying emotion, that emotion of love, unconditional love. That appreciation for something where you just hold something, just you can just marvel at the creation of it, right? So you know what that is. You know the difference. We don't have to explain the difference. So it's reaching for those feelings, reaching for, it's like George explained to somebody the other day, and we kind of inspired him to explain that to a person because the person was feeling kind of down. Now, whether they accepted the thought, and they did to some degree, is that it's always your choice. It's your choice how you want to feel. If you want to feel depressed, if you want to feel angry, if you want to feel frustrated, that's your choice. And maybe you need to for a while. Maybe you just need those emotions for a while. It's going to help you get through a situation because you're going to move up the ladder. Right? You're going to move up the ladder. You're going to move up the emotional scale. But your choice. You can switch it to a higher feeling energy. You can move to hope. It's a better feeling of hope. You can move to peace. You can move to joy. You can move to appreciation. You can move to love. You can find things that raise your vibration instantly. You don't always do it, but you can do it. It's your choice. It is always your choice. How you feel is your choice. So if you're in the mindset and the desire to manifest whatever you want in life, the prosperity, the abundance, whatever you call it, however you define it, it's your choice to vibrate with that in a very positive way. Or it's your choice to stay in a lower vibration because you're accustomed to that lower vibration and you just don't feel like feeling joy, right? You ever been there? I don't feel like feeling joy. But to be prosperous, to be abundant, to create and manifest what you want, you have to align yourself with those beautiful feelings. We're not going to spend too much more time on that and on this subject because there's articles that George has and we can get into you with you individually. We'd love to do that. share with you individually about this subject. Perhaps there's things that you can adjust in your own thought process, your thinking process, your feeling process, how you look at the world, how you look at yourself, that will help you raise your vibration so you can achieve and allow whatever you want in your life. And we'll just leave it there. We're open to talk to each one of you on an individual basis to help you to move your vibration to that of being connected with Source. Now, we've described it in the past as having that magnetic connection with Source energy. Source energy is not this far-flung thing that you can't reach out to and be part of. It's not something that you have to be in a cave somewhere in India and sitting cross-legged for years to achieve. No. Being connected to Source energy is already part of you. It's already in you. It's already what you have. It's something you came into the physical body with, that connection to Source. But you've turned away from it. You've allowed yourself to get into ego feelings, ego desires that aren't necessarily connected to Source. So once you start to reconnect with that vibration, and you have to set the intention of reconnecting with that vibration, connecting with yourself, like plugging yourself into that greater part of yourself. We've had it described in the past that it's kind of plugging into electrical current. You have the cord. You let the cord fall out of the socket. Now it's plugged back in. You can do it. It doesn't take long. It's right there. Your cord is just dangling inches away from, millimeters away from that plug, that connection to Source. You can do it rather quickly if you're wanting to, if you have a desire to, if you see the value in it. That's one of the keys. If you see the value of plugging back in to that high flying magnetic connection to Source, you can do it. It can be done quickly. It doesn't take years of meditation. It takes desire. It takes a willingness to let go and realize that that's how it's going to happen. I just plug in, and that's how it's going to happen for me or anyone around me. So we've gone off track. We're going on and on and on about the subject. We think it's very valuable because once you plug into Source, what you're plugging into really is unconditional love. You're connecting to the source of love. You're connecting to the source of joy. You're connecting to the source of appreciation. You're connecting to all of there is, all of the good things. Now, we could get into a whole discussion of why there are bad things and negative things in the world, but we're not going to do that right now. If you want to hear about it, we'll talk about it. But right now, we're talking about you plugging into Source energy, that high-flying magnetic field of Source. Then you're plugging in and you're allowing that current of everything that you've ever wanted to come into your life. All that good, all that positive energy, all those positive things that will benefit your life. Now, we can get into a whole discussion on that, but we're not going to do it right now. We're going to let you go. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your day. Just remember, plug in. Just practice plugging in. And you will achieve your goals. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. I think I'm back. I don't know. Am I back? They took me away. Oh, wow. It's only a few more minutes left in the show. Yeah, they talked a little bit about plugging in. They've used that analogy before, and I think it's a great analogy about plugging in to Source, plugging into your own relationship with Source. Now, from Mike Dooley's book on the Matrix, Connecting to the Matrix, his version of the Matrix, which is connecting to Source, okay? It's a different way of saying it. And let me get into one section. He talks about the void, the Bermuda Triangle of manifesting, if I can go back to what he means by the Bermuda Triangle of, I it's in here. I'm reading this from my phone. Okay, let me start right here. As with any set of guidelines or instruction, these steps for living deliberately and creating consciously have a few nuances. Okay, nothing that doesn't have a happy and easy workaround if you know what to look for. Yet if you know not of those nuances, oh my. To explain, do you remember the first time you got a glimpse of life's truths? Maybe it was when you first watched The Secret or read a certain book. You were probably bouncing off the walls with glee. I knew it. I knew it. I'm powerful. All things are possible. We're not here to be judged. Dreams can really come true. You probably annoyed the heck out of your friends, right? Well, if you're a young friend or relative, a niece or a nephew, had tripped on by the, during this time of your life, you probably wouldn't have sat down and said, you listen to me and listen good. Everything's possible. You need to have dreams, big dreams. Shoot for the stars. Whatever you want, you can have anything. The universe loves you. There's a law of attraction. Your thoughts become things. And their eyes would light up as they asked, can I have anything? You bet. Anything you want, name it. Anything. Yes, anything. Can't you hear me? Okay, I know what I want. I want Bobby's green bike. Oh, crap. Now you're backpedaling because they can't have Bobby's green bike. That's Bobby's. Even though you just told them they could have anything, this is a new nuance. The workabout is easy, happy, awesome. You can't have Bobby's green bike, but you can have your own green bike, and then you and Bobby can ride your bikes into the sunset. Now, that's a super interesting thing, and it's a law of attraction. You may not, you know, that envy thing, well, I want somebody's thing. You don't necessarily need somebody's thing. You just need something, right? And there was a section. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave you with that one because it's not the page I wanted. Okay, yeah, I lost the page. I'm not going to go through that. But basically, what Mike Dooley is saying, that you can have pretty much anything you want, but you don't have to necessarily be specific about it. You don't necessarily have to know how to get it. That's all part of the universe's job, source's job. I'm going to call it source energy, right? Source energy will show you how. You have to be in alignment with source energy. You have to allow it to happen. You have to be in a place of allowance. You have to be in a vibrational match to what you want. That's what abundance is all about, being in a vibrational match with whatever you want. See, I have a caller. Hopefully we're on the same page today because we're all talking about prosperity, however you define prosperity. And as I was saying, it's your birthright to be prosperous. You're here to be prosperous. You're not here to be suffering, necessarily. You learn from that, but you're not here to do that. And some people go, well, wait a minute, time out there. But we won't get into all that. Let me take a call, 831 area code, and then we'll talk more about purpose. There was a related article I thought was really good on this topic. Hello?
Hi, George. My name is Lily. And
Lily?
Prosperity. Yes. And
well, everybody, you can define it however you want to define it. There's no rules.
Hello. I think I just lost you. Many people, it could be health, it could be wealth,
right.
It could be success. I am currently
right.
looking for work. And
okay.
I'm waiting for those guides to talk to me. So
okay.
help.
Okay. Well, let me, you know, I was reading from this book by Mike Dooley, who was in The Secret, and he made an interesting point, and I couldn't find that section. That's the section I really wanted to read because it's on I had it on my phone instead of my iPad, and blah blah blah. Okay, but he makes the point is that you're asking for something. You're asking for a job. Okay.
Yes.
Whatever it is, a relationship, job, more money, whatever it is, right?
Correct.
The next step, it's almost like kind of convoluted in some way because it sounds strange, is that you have to take action. You have to do
yes.
something. You have
yes.
to, once you start to make a movement, once you go out your front door, it's like they show you the steps. Once you decide, I'm going to take action, I'm going to do something to do it, okay, to get whatever I want. It's not always delivered to you. You have to go out and allow it to come to you. I know that sounds kind of weird in a way, but I always tell people that are looking for a job that you have to be in a vibrational match with a job. You have to be in a vibrational place because not having a job could be a very low vibrational place, right? You agree?
Correct. I agree.
And if spirits agreed with this and they said that, okay, look, go out and volunteer, go do something, go out into the community, do something, help your neighbors, help your friends, join an organization, volunteer, spend a few hours a week, just get out into the community. That's showing action. Then the universe starts to bring you stuff to do, jobs to do. I've talked to more than one person about this subject. And they say, yeah, as soon as I volunteered, as soon as I started doing stuff for other people, started showing loving kindness towards others, doing things for other people, boom, I got a job. I ran into the right person. I met the right person. I got a job. So I always recommend you have to get into action, what I call it being suited and booted, to go out. Okay? If you go on the internet all day, mm-hmm. that may not work. But if you get out and just volunteer, do something in the community, even just help your neighbors, just get out there. The universe is going to bring in the right person to you to meet. You're going to be shown the right person to meet. Somebody's going to say, hey, I got this Uncle Harry and he needs somebody just like you. You have that energy. Boom, done. Got a job, right? So I would suggest to you,
okay.
like anyone, get out there. Start doing something for other people. That makes sense? It doesn't have to be a
fine.
Big deal. You don't have to
do
it. You don't have to join the
I probably donate more than I
no,
work.
No. But time, not money.
I'm hearing you, but what about the requirements of surviving?
Okay. Well, you have a choice. It's always your choice, whatever you do. Surviving, you could stay home and just be on the internet looking for a job and throwing resumes out there with millions of other people or thousands of other people. And you can do that. I mean, that only how much can you do of that a day, right? But what I'm talking about, I'm talking about is to raise your vibration to you're in the work mentality is to get out there maybe an hour a day, maybe 30 minutes a day to do something for other people because then you feel like you're raising your vibration. You're getting your vibration into action to doing something to help other people. However it is, you don't have to go work at a soup kitchen. You don't have to join the Red Cross and go to Florida, okay?
Let me give you the vibe here. I donate a lot of time to nonprofit organizations.
Well, then you're on the track. The universe is going to open up something to you. Okay? Soon. Boom. Done.
Thank you.
It's a done deal.
Thank you.
You're out there. You're putting your vibration out there. So you just have to be in a state of allowing. I just know it's going to happen. Don't get into the negative. Just don't go down. Stay up. Vibrationally, right?
I'm all about the vibration. This is why I volunteer.
Okay. So, you're a perfect example. Next time you call in, you'll say, I have a great job.
Okay, George. Thanks a lot.
You don't believe me, but you will. Call me back in a few days and say, I got a great
blessing
job.
From your from your words to the universe's ears. I appreciate
you're gonna,
that.
You're
going to
call
you.
Me back in a few days and say, I just got a great job. Okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
I love the laughter, but I hope it was meant from a laughter. Yeah, it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I just know it. I know it. I know it. I can feel it. You know, a job is, or a relationship or anything is that feeling of just knowing it. I know it's going to happen. I just know it. I've put in my time. I've done this. I've done that. I've raised my vibration. Like she said, I'm volunteering and doing things for organizations. I'm having fun. I'm out there feeling good about myself. Boom. Now, the other part of the law of attraction, and I got another caller, and I only have a couple of minutes, is it's called all the components have to be in place. So if she's been asking for a specific or a type of job or a job, there has to be an alignment for that to be in place. It has to be in place. You have to be, you know, it's an alignment thing. It's a timing thing, if you want to use that word. So she's at that place. She's, the timing is about now. That's what I get. So let's see what happens. See if she calls me next week and says, I got a job. Yay. Okay. Before December 1st. That's good. That's a few days, right? Okay. Another call real quick because we're running out of time. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Maggie.
What's going on, Maggie? I've only got about 2 minutes.
I'm currently working. I do home health, but I registered with an employment agency and also filled out all the paperwork, and they're doing all their background stuff, and I tested for it, and I did an assessment test, and so I'm just wondering if you see me in a new job in December.
Well, let me ask you a question, because this is about not so much if, because yes, the answer is always yes. How do you feel about a new job? Are you ready for it? Are you vibrationally ready for a new job? Are you in a place to say, I know what's going to happen? Is your knowing saying, I know absolutely 100% I'm going to get a new job?
I do. I just don't know if it's that.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about that stuff. That's the universe's job. Source will bring you the job that works for you. Okay?
Yes.
You put it out there. You're doing all the steps. You're doing all the stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is yes. But now just allow it. Don't get hung up on, oh, what's going to happen exactly? I don't know exactly. You got to trust. There's a trust factor in this whole thing that's hard for most people. Because it doesn't happen tomorrow. You go, well, I don't think it's ever going to happen. Right? It'll happen.
Yeah,
as long as you keep your vibration high, right?
Yeah.
And just keep your knowing, right. Visualize the kind of job, what environment you want to be in, daydream about it, feel it, touch it, smell it, okay? It'll happen.
Okay.
So done.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Bye now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
That raises a lot of questions, doesn't it? This whole thing about prosperity and how to make it happen, you know? And I think we've all been there. We've all let our vibration drop. Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about me. It's been a while. So we'll get back into this tomorrow. We'll do a little bit more. I didn't get – and I'll find that section of the article, the book that I wanted to read, which relates to that whole topic of, oh, my, when's it going to ever happen, right? I love you guys, though. And we'll get into some other topics. I had an article I was going to read, and I never got to the article. It's a very cool little article about purpose, that you can find purpose in whatever you're doing. You don't have to be – the purpose doesn't have to be this magical thing that I'm going to search my whole life for this purpose. You can find purpose in whatever you're doing, right? Purpose in serving, whatever it is. There's some great stories and examples of that, finding purpose in whatever you're doing. Okay, so it's been fun. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the calls. Just stay positive. Stay highly vibrational. And don't put too many qualifiers out there to the universe. you know, it's got to be this specific job, and it's got to be at this specific place, and it's got to be at this specific time. Let source energy bring to you something that will work for your life purpose. Okay? I love you guys. I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll probably delve into this a little bit more tomorrow about manifesting abundance, prosperity, whatever you call it. Have a beautiful day. Have some fun. Go out and have some fun. That's the key thing. Go out and have some fun.